Now, I know parents out there are anxiously waiting for a vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. The good news is the FDA and outside experts from the CDC are set to make its determination as to whether the vaccine will be authorized for that age range in the next few weeks. If authorized, we are ready. We have purchased enough vaccines for all children between the ages of 5 and 11 in the United States.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
And it will be convenient for parents to get their children vaccinated at trusted locations. And families will be able to sleep easier at night knowing their kids are protected as well. Let me close with this. The plan I laid out in September is working. We're headed in the right direction. We have critical work to do, but we can't let up now. My team and I are doing everything we can, but I'm calling on more businesses to step up. I'm calling on more parents to get their children vaccinated when they are eligible. And I'm asking everyone who hasn't gotten vaccinated, please get vaccinated. That's how we put this pandemic behind us and accelerate our economic recovery. We can do this.
Well, COVID is real. It kills. COVID kills. People lost people. People lost loved ones. Kids lost moms. Moms lost husbands. Husbands lost grandmas. We do know that when you start at age 0, 1, 2, 3, and you go up to age 90, 91, 92, and older, we know that there is a percentile of infection survival rate from this. And wouldn't we all, as grown-ups, aren't we really glad and blessed that this is not the other way around, right, where it was affecting a lot younger kids and the older people were less susceptible to it? I mean, as grown-ups, as kids, I'm glad that it's the children that are the least affected by this. That's a blessing in the middle of this man-made lockdown. And as we know, Team Biden right now is rolling out a plan to vaccinate our five-year-olds. Now, California is the only state that's mandated it for school. I do want to know, coming up at 3:30, let's talk. I want to talk to parents. Your decision. Your kids, a vaccine, a mandate from Newsom. Your voice will give others confidence that maybe they're not alone in this. And there are parents out there. And you know what? I'm going to take a step back from yesterday. I was like, as a grown-up, do what you want to do, but don't vaccinate. You know, who am I to tell you as a parent what to do with your own kid? But this doesn't feel right for me to give to children. First of all, now here's what I can say. When I've said, who am I to tell you as a parent what vaccines you should give your child? That's between you, your doctor, whatever you want to say, right? But as we know with this, as just another human being walking around the planet, I think I do have the, I just need to say that you need to go research. You need to go see right now that this is experimental. As another human to another human, we can still say this is experimental, right? Right. So if you want to take an experiment on your kid, none of these three COVID vaccines right now have the green light by the FDA for kids under the age of 12. Only the Pfizer shot has that. Pfizer, where maybe have you heard Pfizer? I don't know, maybe here.
It is brought to you by Pfizer.
CBS Health Watch, sponsored by Pfizer.
Anderson Cooper 360, brought to you by Pfizer.
ABC News Nightline, brought to you by Pfizer.
Making a difference, brought to you by Pfizer.
CNN Tonight, brought to you by Pfizer.
Early Start,
brought to you by Pfizer.
Friday night on Aaron Burnett Out Front.
brought to you by Pfizer.
This Week with George Stephanopoulos is brought to you by Pfizer.
This Weather Report brought to you by Pfizer.
Today's countdown to the royal wedding is brought to you by Pfizer.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press data download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Yeah, that's maybe where you've heard the name, right? There's a lot of people that wouldn't want to lose advertising, I think, by maybe saying, maybe Pfizer. I mean, really, for kids under 16, Pfizer shot's been the only one approved for that. But any of this hasn't stopped the Biden administration from pushing this on to kids age 5 to 11 as soon as the FDA gives their approval. Now, it's really not a matter if they give approval. It's just a matter of when, right? They at the office of they say sometime early November, they're scheduled to meet to discuss this on October 26. But, I mean, really, why? What's the big question here? Why all the urgency to get all these kids the vaccine that the data shows? Guys, this is a minor health issue for kids age 0 to 18, and it's even less of a threat kids 0 to 11. According to the CDC, 605 children ages 0 to 18 have died of COVID. Now, that's a sad number. And as Dr. Peter McCullough and others have stated, I think of Dr. Macquarie, but they have said so many of these kids had other conditions. They had childhood cancer. They had leukemia. They had so many conditions. Very few. And I don't know if we'll ever know all the numbers, right? They don't want these numbers out. If you want to go try and find the vaccine adverse CDC for the reaction to the vaccine, I mean, you got to dig through about four or five different levels. You got to go searching for these numbers. Right now, to date, 50,000 kids under the age of 14 have died from other causes. I mean, the same number of kids age 5 and under drowned in pools in 2019 as have died from COVID. Now, those are all horrible, but COVID poses it's not even a minor threat to kids. But that hadn't stopped Newsom mandating all kids in this state, public and private, to have this done. It's a power play. It is a power play. They can claim they know what's best for the kids. They know what's better than what the parents do, right? So if I say that the government doesn't know what's best for what the parents know, who am I to tell another parent what's best for their kid? Parents, you're going to have to make the decision. I don't think it's smart based upon the myocarditis, based upon the reports that are out, and based upon the infection survival rate for your child. That's my opinion in society. Now, parents, you can do what you need to do, feel like it's the best thing for you to do as a parent. FDA approval, but you do know that you're on the your kids will be on the booster plan, right? So at any point, I don't know how easy it will be to pull out of this plan. Is there an escape clause if you go, well, they had a bad reaction to this? You know, let's say you got your 8-year-old vaccinated and they were okay. And then the next booster came along and they were okay. And then the second booster came along and they were not okay. But they want you to come back for the third or they don't go to school. So do you see what you're signing up for? I just want you to think about it. Think about it. I thought about it when I went home last night and I realized that I said quite a few times, hey, as an adult, who am I to tell you what to do? But don't vaccinate. Who am I to say that? It's your child. Ben Shapiro, a father, he has a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 1-year-old. He's a conservative out in the national sphere of America. He said, I get the case for vaccinating. He said, I'm extremely pro-vax generally. We also have no long-term data on this vaccine for kids. We also know the government's pushing two shots. But most myocarditis in teens is showing up in shot number two. He said the logic that we must vax kids so grandparents don't get sick also has no limiting principle. Kids are sick all the time. If you have a immunocompromised grandparents, you're taking extra precautions anyway. If you choose to vax, your choice, but it must be a choice. How long do you think, and what I'm about to say is going to happen? Newsom can't wait. His mandates for the school That he's gonna be dropping as soon as he can down to 5-year-olds, right? Because as soon as the vaccine's available, it's going to apply to all those kids in school down to 5-year-olds. How long will it be? And hey, when I say this, a lot of you are going to go, yeah, it's what I've been saying before. Maybe, I don't know, is your 5-year-old not going to be allowed to get into a store or a restaurant because they haven't gotten a shot for a virus that has killed? We don't know. It's in the dozens of healthy children in a nation of 330 million that we are right now. I mean, how long will it be in Australia? You know, how long until governments in, Australia, you haven't done it yet, but they start forcibly vaccinating young kids, right? So they're going to be pushing this vaccine all the way down to kindergartners. And California is the state right now that has mandated it. But don't you see it coming where you'll have the federal government say, we're going to hold up this amount of money from this school district or from these states, maybe some of these red states, right, that won't go along with this. They're going to lose federal funds, right? I mean, Biden, now that the vaccine's down to 5-year-olds, and as soon as this is done, which they're saying now could be the 1st of November, they'll go down to, you know, babies at the hospital. Well, no, you can't take your baby home unless it's vaccinated. I mean, is that, that's not a stretch, is it? No. Well, what if I don't want to, well, your baby stays here. What do you mean my baby stays here? Come on, guys, we got a long way to go, man.
Now's not the time to let up. We have a lot more to do. We're in a very critical period as we work to turn the corner on COVID-19. First, we have to do more to vaccinate the 66 million unvaccinated people in America. It's essential. The vaccine requirements that we started rolling out in the summer are working. They're working.
They're working. Okay. Here come more requirements of the vaccine.
For companies with 100 or more employees to implement vaccination requirements in their among their workforce. Every day, we see more businesses implementing vaccination requirements, and the mounting data shows that they work. Businesses and organizations that are implementing requirements are seeing their vaccination rates rise by an average of 20%.
All right. Can I ask another real obvious, simple question? If we're taking his pandemic reaction seriously, pandemic, the word pandemic, right? Why wouldn't it apply to everyone? Why would you say only with companies up to, if it was really that bad, you wouldn't want those other people to be the spreader. So how do you take them seriously? Seriously, how do you take them seriously? I don't understand. I don't get it. I'm going to come back and tell you what the Colorado governor said about kids and the vaccine. Guys, this, unless this is stopped, we're on a roller coaster. We're not going to be getting off of. You're going to believe what this Colorado governor said. Woo! Bottom of the hour, I want to talk to you parents, all right? Get ready if you want to let your voice be heard. What are you going to do with your kids? Are you going to homeschool? Are you going to leave the state? What's the other option? Oh, we need to what?
We need to get vaccinated.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
I only know a couple people that have small kids in school. I've spoken to one of them, and they're so perplexed they don't know what to do. They were down protesting on Monday. They took their kids out. I was trying to think, am I on my block? No, they're... That's a daycare kind of kid in that corner. And the other ones that I see kids are kind of just in and out of their garage. So I probably won't even be able to ask them. But that, I really don't know what parents are going to do. That's why I'm asking. Coming up after the bottom of the hour, 559-230-4242. Parents, let's talk. What decisions have you come to with this? And maybe your voice can give others confidence. Maybe you're vaccinating your kid. And I backtracked there. I said, you know, it's not up to me to say out loud ever or to tell parents what they need to do with their kids' medical condition. But I will say that please research this. Please research everything that you can about children in this. Colorado Governor Jared Polis, he's a hee-haw. He's a Democrat. he basically told them to lie to their family, privately get a vaccine. Deception. Here's what he said. He said, a spouse, a parent you live with who doesn't want to get it is against it. You can still privately get that vaccine without your partner knowing it, if that's what keeps the harmony in the family and protecting yourself. He said, you can still privately get vaccinated without your parent or spouse, he said, knowing if that keeps the harmony in your family and you're protecting yourself. It doesn't mean you have to share it with those you live with. Now, he's likely not that big of an idiot. He's probably talking about kids that are at least 18 but still in school or something. And, you know, that state, I lived in that state twice, but altogether 9 years combined. And in my first go around in that state, it was a Republican state. My second go around in that state, it really, really started to purple up, and now it's blue. And, yeah, I was that second phase there. I remember John Elway came out and introduced George W. at his rally in 2004 out there. John Elway, Broncos quarterback. So, yeah, it was a Republican state, but it's totally changed. And we've seen that as well. So this is what happens. You know, this is going to be happening. This will probably be a problem that we'll see that'll be focused on in different school districts. So I think San Francisco, right? You know, a child's allowed to consent to getting the vaccine if the parent cannot be reached in a timely fashion. That's just beyond there. Where was it? I think it was Canada. Yeah, let's just blame them anyhow, right? And if I get caught on this, I'll apologize to the Canadians. But it was somewhere they were offering free ice cream to entice children out for vaccines. And it was like, what? It got shut down, but it was actually put out by some city in Canada. Let's blame them anyhow. We know what we're looking at right now, and the White House now has said they have procured enough vaccine to support vaccinations for the country's 28 million kids aged 5 to 11 year olds. If authorized by the FDA and recommended by the CDC, the Pfizer vaccine for 5 to 11 year olds will be a dose and a formula specifically for this age group. I guess they'll water it down. You know, adults take a full capful, children take a quarter capful or whatever this might be. But this is not something that they're probably going to tell you as you're standing in line as a parent. So I will throw this out there. Can't tell you what to do with your kids. Not my place. But I can say, think as another human rotating on this globe that you want your loved ones to be around as long as you can. Factor in this infection survival rate for their age. And then think about the body and their health as they grow up, right? As they go through, let's say they hadn't gone through puberty yet. As they go through puberty, as the females in your life, the little girls right now that are going to grow in and be moms one day. You know, how the body works and all of that. And we are into probably a more of a healthy society kick than America's ever been, right? Eat this, do this, take these vitamins, natural this, get on your cardio machines and get on video cameras with everybody else around the world and sweat together, right? This is so health. So this is experimental, right? It's experimental. Is it healthy to take anything experimental unless you're on the verge of death? Now, if somebody was on the verge of death, I'd be like, give me the Caribbean cancer cure or whatever they have. I'll fly there if I could afford it, right? When you're on the verge, you'll be able to risk or experiment with many things. We've heard of many famous people and non-famous people who have gone to other countries for experimental things. I guess sometimes they work, but most of the time it doesn't turn out that way. So I look at this for children and grownups, but we're talking about kids right now. It's experimental. So think about that. Think of the mRNA boosters forever. I mean, healthy kids are not dying from this. I mean, there have been a few dozen that have. So really kind of put your head down in a bucket of cold water and come back up and go, okay, there are millions and millions and millions. What is it? 28 million kids aged 5 to 11, and we've lost dozens of healthy kids to the virus. So think of the odds. And then, if you haven't, go to DuckDuckGo, go to Breitbart, go into their search engine and type in myocarditis or something. Do a search on this. Do this. You have to. Parents, I don't know many that have In my circle, a few that I know that have kids, I've spoken to just a couple, but I sure would like to know what you're going through and what decisions that you have made. 559-230-4242. Your voice might give others confidence, right, that we're not alone in all of this, right? Well, we're not. Listen to Governor DeSantis.
So what we're going to be doing, in addition to mounting aggressive legal challenges to federal mandates, we're also going to be taking legislative action to add protections for people in the state of Florida. And that's something that cannot wait until the regular legislative session next year. It needs to happen soon. And so we will be calling the legislature back for a special session.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Hey, we're going to talk to meteorologist, friend of the show, Jack Boston, on the atmospheric river coming our way. And I hear a 40% chance of rain tomorrow. Do you really think you're going to hear the CBS Morning News give any bad information on a Pfizer vaccine? I don't know. It could affect their paycheck.
And now a CBS Sports Update brought to you by Pfizer.
Meet the Press Data Download brought to you by Pfizer.
This portion of CBS This Morning sponsored by Pfizer.
On how to find the hidden sugars in the American family diet. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go to Alec, brought to you by Pfizer on the Trevor Carey Show. Hi, Alec. Welcome.
Hey, Trevor, how's it going?
I'm just kidding about that old Pfizer endorsement. Isn't that something, though? We've heard that, right? Watching sports all the time, right? It's just in one ear and out the other. But when you put it all together, man, a lot of sponsorships going on.
Yeah, exactly.
So did you procreate children, sir?
Yes, I did.
How many you got in the district?
I got two. I got a one-year-old, but I got a four-year-old. But next year, he's going to be going to school, so... me and my wife's been talking about, you know, what are we going to do if that instance does happen.
Well, Alec, I would say right now that you might stand some shot here of having at least 12 more months or longer before, I guess, your four-year-old goes into kindergarten, right? It'd be next September?
Yeah.
Okay, so... I hate to say it, but maybe it might not work out as well as they think. I don't want to wish any ill upon any child, but let's just say it didn't work out as well and there were some adverse reactions. Maybe it would put some sanity stop to this before you had to worry about it. But let's fast forward to next September, and they're saying to your five-year-old and to you and your wife, and hey, yeah, they got to take now. They might be into the second or third booster of it, and are you going to do it? Are you gonna
I'm not gonna have my kids take the shot because already you can see people taking kids in to get. I heard one story: the lady took their kid in to get a flu shot, and they ended up getting a vaccine shot. And then the CVS called them and was like, "Hey, you need to take your kids to the doctor." And it's like, what's stopping this mix up from happening again? So what differs from a full shot to a children's shot? Because they're saying it can happen at their pediatric, and wherever you get a flu shot, you can get, you know, the kid's shot. And I just don't trust it. I don't want you know, anything bad to happen to our youth. But, you know,
and
like
Al,
saying, so many things.
I'm sure that when your 1-year-old, your 4-year-old, they've had inoculations of other vaccines, right, in the last few years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not an anti-vaccine individual because those vaccines,
no.
Alec, were tested decades before they were ever born.
Exactly.
A lot of those go through at least 10 to 12 years. But a lot of these vaccines that your children got, that my children got, were already tested on other generations. And we didn't see the adverse reactions.
Exactly.
So we're more comfortable with that.
And just like how the vaccine now, to me, it's way too fast. Like you said, it's in the trial stage, and we don't know the long-term side effects from this, and they're already trying to roll it out and give it to our youth with their bodies not fully being, you know, how they're going to be. They're still, you know, bodies are still working and growing up, and we don't know what effects it's going to happen to them.
Shockingly irresponsible. Borderline abuse. But then again, I'm not going to tell a parent what to do. But Alec, you don't need anybody to tell you what to do. You've already made up your mind. Thank you for the call, and thank you for your ears. 559-230-4242. Peggy in Fresno, welcome.
Thank you, Trevor. I guess I've lived too many years with common sense. When I was hearing about the thousands of necessary workers being laid off yesterday because of the vaccinations, and now today these poor young kids are going to be experimented on because we don't have any data on what's going to happen to them down the road. I cannot believe that all these months have gone by and not one judge, one Republican senator, one group of somebody with an ounce of intelligence cannot get rid of one man that obviously is not all there, instead of him canceling out all these workers, all these children. I've been around forever, and no one has never been able to solve a simple problem like this. The man is breaking laws, he's ignoring the Constitution, and we're sitting back like a bunch of idiots thinking that anything he says we have to do.
Peggy, I don't know which man. Are we talking Fauci, Newsom, Biden, or all of them?
We're talking Biden number one and everybody on his team. But I'm not kidding. I've been around 80 years, and we've always been able to solve problems. This problem looks so obvious to me. He's not in his complete brain.
Well, let me stop you. I share your same frustration, and it's obvious, and our common sense makes us want to bang our head against the wall, right?
Yes.
We don't know what's going on. So here's where I have to stop and go, okay, all right, stop banging your head against the wall, Trevor. This is intentional. This is destruction. They intentionally look like they're doing it. And then you go, well, they do have a cultural Marxist revolution going on, so maybe they're taking it to the level of destruction. We saw them burn down America last year, and they said it was peaceful. So, I mean, it's just a continuation of this. It's a revolution that we didn't ask for, but we got to defend against it. And you say that we have people that have intelligence that need to stand up, but we need people that have power to stand up. You said, where is that group of senators, right? We need powerful people to stand up. Peggy and Trevor can talk about it, and it doesn't change anything.
Okay, I still say we're a bunch of ninnies to sit back and let one man ruin all these people's
I agree with you, and I said all that, and you're like, okay, we're a bunch of ninnies.
Let's hope we've rattled somebody's cage.
That's right, Peggy.
Something.
I'm not giving up that you and I don't have influence. Let's keep it going, Peggy. Hey, listen.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Peggy, right there. Here we are in a state that's mandating kids, right? And we're in a state that has actually the first in America to have a moderate level of transmission. California. We have some of the strictest mask and vaccination mandates in the entire country. We are the first to get a moderate rate of transmission of COVID. We are the top state to drop to that level, according to the latest CDC data. The lowest death rate in the country from COVID is where we live, and we're mandating a vaccine. We have 0.2 deaths per 100,000 in the last 7 days. We are averaging 34 cases of COVID per 100,000 population. A month ago, there were 95. So you know what needs to change, don't you, for them to keep their control? They need more cases. So the OSHA, as soon as that kicks in and employers have to start testing, they'll get their case numbers up, right? Isn't that inevitable? If we go around, once OSHA and Biden mandates it for employees 100 or more, then you're going to have a lot of cases going up, I would think, right? I mean, well, I guess we'll have to see. Maybe it's already weaned itself out of California. Like Dr. Victor Davis Hanson said back in March of 2020 that this state was one of the first hit by it. So if you think about it, herd immunity, even though they're ignoring it, even though our own Gagin Grusom said it, even though Fauci said it, even though Fauci said at 70% we'd be at herd immunity, that I think they've moved that up to don't talk about that and get the vaccination to 100%. That's what they've actually changed it up to do. But a month ago, 95 cases per 100,000. Right now, 34. All the other states west of the Mississippi are averaging well over 100 cases per 100,000. Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, they have 400 cases per 100,000. So that almost makes sense. They're isolated. It took longer for the virus to work itself to the smaller populations. You don't have to be Einstein to think about these things, right? You can think about it, but it makes sense. Japan, they didn't follow the kind of lockdowns that we have seen. They didn't follow the rest of the world. They never followed the World Health Organization's recommendations. They could still go out to bars. They could still go out to restaurants. The streets weren't their normal pack, but they were far from empty. And people sit back now and go, well, isn't that a little bit puzzling, right? You had that COVID crisis across Japan, particularly in Tokyo, but it went away in less than 2 months. They've gone from reporting more than 600 new cases per day to less than 100 cases this week. And not even the government can explain why. The bars are packed, the trains are crowded, and unlike places, you know, like Australia, man, they're number one. But see, they're landlocked, they can't escape. So they're testing to see how far they'll take it down there. But Europe, other parts of Asia, Japan, never did anything even close to a lockdown. Well, what happened in early September in Japan? Oh, doctors started the use of ivermectin. Interesting, huh? Lester Holt, you're going to talk about that tonight, aren't you? Number of new cases, COVID way down. Vaccine mandates not necessary. They didn't take people out of their jobs and employment and schools and didn't shut down small businesses. And so I have to ask, did America respond the right way on this? I mean, I think if you went around and people were really honest and there weren't other AOC supporters around them and you ask them if they think we did this the right way, be honest kind of thing, right? How many of them would understand it? I'd probably be surprised at the people that go, yes, we sure did, and we need to do it even more, right? They don't understand the circle of freedom, do they? Dr. Peter McCullough does.
You know, there's three important circles to think about. The first is the circle of medical freedom. And if we allow that circle to be broken, instantly it's related to social freedoms like, going to school, work, employment. And that's immediately linked to economic freedoms. So we must preserve the circle of medical freedom. Everybody has a choice with respect to what medicines that goes in their body, what injections go in their body, and everyone's responsible for their own health.
Now, I know parents out there are anxiously waiting for a vaccine for children ages 5 to 11. The good news is the FDA and outside experts from the CDC are set to make its determination as to whether the vaccine will be authorized for that age range in the next few weeks. If authorized, we are ready. We have purchased enough vaccines for all children between the ages of 5 and 11 in the United States.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
I told you you'd wish for 2020 back, right? The world is so upside down that Black Friday sales are now launching a month before. Right? Well, okay, that's a one-day event, right? I mean, Black Friday, right? It's not Black Friday's. No, not Black Friday's sale. Now, it's a Friday after Thanksgiving, right? Yeah. And I think the thing lately was the last few years that they moved it to like Thanksgiving and then midnight, the Wednesday before thing. You know, they've been pushing it back and back and back. But Best Buy now's kicked off their Black Friday deals with a special sale on everything. I thought we had a supply chain. Maybe they're just doing it on the stuff that's been sitting there for a while. I don't know. Target's going to offer Black Friday offers in October. You know what? This, I don't care what Biden and Buttigieg say. These are signs of a bad economy, right? You don't go, hey, everything's on sale early, unless your store's not doing good. You don't sit behind the cash register anymore. You're actually out on the front door with a little bell going, ching, ching, when you open the door, right? And you're on the by the sidewalk going, hey, we got some good sales in here. That's a sign that things aren't going well. Lowe's going to kick off holiday deals before Black Friday starting October 28th. Okay, Black Friday deals, going to be some of them. Oh, already started on Monday, says NBC News. Okay, so I don't know, maybe something in the supply chain. Maybe it has something to do with it. I don't know. Nobody knows what's going on. Why can anybody go, I know what's going on, listen to me. I mean, right? Because when we laugh at the people that are in control of it, and we're like, they don't know what they're doing, right? I mean, nobody knows. Stop it.
I'm going to lose track here.
Nobody knows. Stop acting like anybody knows. But I do know that Black Friday is one shopping day. I do know that. So good. We'll now have 6 weeks of what? When the doors open, people running in to grab stuff. Is that? See, it's probably part of the chaos plan, right? Because what do we see chaos on Black Friday lately, right? Look at this store. As soon as it opened up, it looks like the running of the bulls in Spain, right? It's crazy. So why wouldn't they add another element of crazy into this? Speaking of crazy and more elements into it, 9 in 10 large employers are concerned they're going to lose employees over the vaccine mandate. Well, okay, I want to talk to that one. Who's that one guy that's going, nope, not going to lose anybody. We're good. 9 in 10, right? Wasn't it with the old cigarette things? What were those? 3 out of 4 doctors recommend this cigarette, right? large corporations and we've already seen them lose critical employees. And here's what they at the office, they are saying, that they'll go to smaller organizations that have less than 100 and don't have the mandate, right? We've seen right now that if this is such a threat, like Biden, down to 5-year-olds having to vaccinate, why would there be any group at all excluded from a mandate? I mean, that's pandemic 101, right? When we did the lockdowns initially, when everyone had the true fear of the pandemic coursing through their veins, we did at least essential and non-essential. We realized, well, life has to still go on. The fire department needs to still work, and the police department needs to still work, and the grocery store people need, we still have to have life going on. But I guess we've gotten even rid of that now, right? So now, law enforcement, military, medical, you're going to be deemed non-essential if you don't do what we say. So this is insane. A study by Human Resources Management states 2/3 of employers surveyed said they cannot afford to pay for weekly COVID testing for unvaccinated workers. So others are worried that they could lose unvaccinated workers to rival firms with fewer than 100 employees, or to independent companies that say, no, you don't have to vaccinate to work here. Nobody knows what's going on, do we? Well, there is one thing that I can tell you that I do know without a shadow of a doubt that is going on. As soon as I say it, I'll probably get a few amens out there, because you see it. We got a Marxist revolution alive and well on planet Earth. You got to look no further than New York City getting rid of a statue of Thomas Jefferson. It's on, and we'll talk about it next right here.